Good afternoon, WVCP listeners. Welcome to the Ball State Chat. This is a weekly talk show that takes you inside the college to let you know what's happening both in our academic programs as well as our activities and community events. I am your co-host, Jeff Ray. Janice Heron is with me in the studio this week, and we both work for the Public Relations Office here at Ball State. And last Saturday, Ball State hosted spring commencement. Do you happen to know how many students graduated, Janice? I thought I heard it was in the upper 300s.
I believe we had 372 graduates, which is a good-sized class.
I think so, too. Prior to their ceremony kickoff, you and I checked in with a few graduates from the class of 22.
Yes, it was nice to hear how excited they were for graduation and to learn what their plans were for the future. So what we did was we met with each graduate and recorded a short interview on my phone. Then after some editing on the computer, we created a blend of 8 students to talk to. We wanted to share their stories with you. We will start with Aaron Romero.
Good morning. Welcome to Volunteer State Community College. It's graduation day. What did you study here at Volunteer State?
Radiologic technology.
Oh, that's awesome. Were you here for how many years?
It was 5 semesters because I did my prereqs and stuff at the Coopville campus.
Oh, very good. What do you plan on doing after you graduate?
I haven't quite decided yet. I think I'm going to work as an x-ray tech for a little bit. The goal when I started the program was ultrasound. So, yeah, but there's so many options, like, once you get into x-ray. So I'm trying to decide which path I want to take. But, yeah.
Well, that's very wise. And you'll certainly know that once you do get on this path and figure out where you want to go with it. But we just want to congratulate you. And we're so proud of you. And hope your future just goes as best as it can.
Thank you.
Hello. What is your name today?
My name is Pascal Tornu, and I'm a graduate in class of medical lab technology. And I started school at Ball State from 2020, and I'm a father of 3, and that's my wife right there, and we're happy to be here today.
That's awesome. What are your plans after you graduate?
I did my clinicals at the Vanderbilt in Wilson County, and they offered me a job, so I might be going to Vanderbilt in Wilson County.
That is so awesome. Best of luck to you and your family and your new beginnings.
Thank you. Thank you. And have a good day.
Good morning. What is your name?
Taylor Burnett.
And where are you from, Taylor?
I am from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. So you've come a distance here for their ceremony.
Yes. Yes, I have.
And what did you major here at Ball State?
I majored in computer networking.
Great. And how was your time here at Ball State?
It was fantastic. Doing online courses all the way from Knoxville gave me a different experience, but I think that it actually helped me focus and get a better perspective of kind of what I wanted to do after graduation.
That's fantastic. So what made you pick Ball State?
So when I was online searching for a school, the first one that came up was Ball State, that checked all the boxes for everything that I wanted to take course-wise. There was schools closer, but none of them hit the mark quite like Ball State.
Well, we're happy that you did pick Ball State. So what are your plans for the future?
I'm hoping to do something in network analyst or cybersecurity analyst.
Two great fields. We do wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're here at graduation of Ball State Community College, and I have one of the graduates with me.
Hello, my name is Vonlisa Heron.
And what was your major?
My major was business administration.
Awesome. And how did you enjoy your time here at Ball State?
I enjoyed it. Everyone is very helpful. My professors, they helped me too. So it made my time go by real smooth.
That's great to hear. And did you do online or in person?
Online.
Or a combination?
Online.
Online. How did you like the online experience?
Very good. I mean, I had some problems at first, but I got through them. Got used to them.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. Now that you're graduating, what are your plans for the future?
My plans is to start my own cleaning business, or I'm going to try to get into dispatching for trucking companies.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. We wish you the best and continued success.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm here at the Ball State Community College graduation, and I have a graduate with me.
My name is Larry Darnell Job.
And what was your major, Larry?
General Studies.
And how did you enjoy your time here at Ball State?
I definitely enjoyed my time, and I thank everyone and the staff as a community. That's what we had, and they sure worked with me, especially Trio.
That sounds great. And what are your plans for the future now that you're graduating?
To continue on just moving and trying to continue with a journey. I always say I work on my PMS. It makes people wonder, but I try to keep myself physically, mentally, and spiritually and try to change my ways for the better for my child.
That all sounds great. Well, congratulations on behalf of Allstate, and we wish you the best.
Thank you all. Again, I thank God, thank this staff as a community.
Good morning on this graduation day. What is your name?
Corinna Maxwell.
And what did you study here at Ball State?
I studied respiratory care.
And how was your experience here?
Oh, it was really good. I was here for 4 semesters in a row, so I got to be here when it wasn't crowded and when it was crowded.
That's so nice. A mixed blessing.
Yes.
What do you plan on doing after you graduate?
So after today, I have a job lined up already with the Centennial Women and Children's Hospital. I'll be a respiratory therapist in their NICU.
That is so awesome. Was there anything in your life that made you want to work in the NICU?
Definitely. I knew I wanted to work with kids or babies a long time ago. I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And I do have a cousin that is a respiratory therapist that went to the program here. So I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Well, we're so proud of you and congratulations, and can't wait to see you walk across that stage.
Thank you.
My name is Jacob Shelton. My major is entertainment media.
And how did you enjoy your time here at Fall State?
It was fun. I've actually been going to school here for 5 years, so I've had a lot of major changes, but I finally found what I wanted to do, and I'm glad that I'm sticking with it.
And what are your plans after graduation?
As of right now, I've been working in esports production, which a lot of people don't really know about. But then I've also been doing multimedia downtown in Nashville, been doing music video shoots. So I'm probably going to continue that. And then I might go work at Riot Games in the fall.
That sounds great. Sounds like you're going to be busy. But congratulations and best of luck for the future.
All right. Thank you.
This is graduation day. What is your name?
Victoria Watson.
And what did you study here at Volunteer State?
Recording industry management.
Well, how cool is that? How did your time go here while you studied?
It was wonderful. I absolutely loved it.
That's awesome. Did you have online classes as well as classes in school?
I did.
And did you like those, or was that?
I prefer on campus, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do you plan on doing after you graduate?
I am considering going to MTSU to get my audio productions degree.
Awesome. And then do you have a plan maybe even after that?
I like to sing and I like to write songs, so that's kind of what I'm edging towards.
Well, you live in the perfect place. Well, congratulations. And we just hope that, well, you become a star. And I think you already are, because you've already achieved this success. And we're very proud of you here at Volunteer State.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. They are a great group of students. And we even found Larry Jobe, who was on our podcast last month.
I remember Larry.
It was so fun to do those interviews. It was like being an on-ground reporter.
That it was. And perhaps we'll do more out of the studio interviews. Who knows? Well, we do congratulate all 372 students on their accomplishments and wish them all the best of luck in their next chapter of life. Stay tuned. There's more to come right after this short break. You're listening to the Vol State Chat here on the Vol State Radio, WVCP 88.5 FM.